Please be seated. Leslie Schultz will come and share the scripture.
Words from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 19. He said, therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches.
It's the end of summer. Not quite yet, according to the official calendar, of course. But in the rhythm we all know in our bones, summer is ending. College students are back. Classes have started. Public school starts this week. We get focused on all of that. But it's also a time to notice what's going on all around us in God's world. Here where we live, we're privileged to live at a time when we see so much of the season of growth, see it reaching its culmination right now. The natural world around us right now is overflowing. Flowers in every ditch and field, beautiful and fragile, soon to turn to seed. Apples falling unnoticed, left to lie on the ground because we have so much. Wild grapes ripening on fence rails. And our gardens bringing forth all sorts of vegetables, pushing to reproduce so that every vegetable we pick prompts more production. If I don't pick my cherry tomatoes every day, the ripest ones pop open, dropping their seeds on the soil below, and they'll come back to see me next year. All around us is abundance, extravagance. This is the time of all things green and growing, reaching their fullness and giving themselves away with abandon. And we are part of it. Some of you I know are great gardeners and even farmers. Others like me may just have a little garden plot or some pots. But even if you didn't grow a thing this year, you still live, we all live, in dependence on all that grows and blooms and bears fruit. Only the plants, the green things, can turn sunlight into food that all the rest of us depend on to eat, to live. We cannot live without them. The Genesis creation stories tell us that God created us and put us in a garden, a beautiful place that had everything that was needed to live. Genesis 1 says God gave us dominion over the earth, and we humans have so often interpreted that to mean we can do with this earth whatever we want. But Genesis 2 makes it quite clear that we were put in the garden to till it and keep it. Our first vocation, our first job, to be gardeners, to tend to the garden God has given us, to keep it. What a lovely word for reframing our relationship with the earth. Yes, we can till it, we can cultivate what we need to eat and to live, but we're supposed to make sure our tilling keeps the garden, keeps it alive and beautiful and growing. Our scripture reading today is a parable that Jesus told about gardening and about the life of faith. Like so many of Jesus's parables, his story is based on the realities of the country life that Jesus knew so well and that his listeners knew. However, we, so far removed from that particular country and culture, can easily miss the punch. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus' phrase for the reign of God, for the inbreaking of God's presence among us, the realm he calls us to live into. And the kingdom of heaven, he said, is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. Well, first I want to say, we think we know what it means because of all the times some of us have heard it interpreted before. But let's try to open up. Because the first thing I've learned this week is you wouldn't plant a mustard seed in your garden. You wouldn't do that. Because the mustard seed that Jesus was talking about was not the mustard plant that we cultivate to grow that nice mustard that's in your French's yellow mustard jar. This mustard seed grows into a shrub or a small tree, and it grows like wild across the Middle East. It's pernicious. Once it takes root, you can never get rid of it, like kudzu or giant hogweed or that creeping charlie or crabgrass in your lawn. No person in their right mind would plant mustard in their garden on purpose. As always, Jesus' parables are meant to startle, to turn people's thinking upside down. The people would have expected Jesus perhaps to say, the kingdom of heaven is like a giant cedar tree in Lebanon, a great tree like a mighty oak or a redwood. That was the image they knew for the reign of God. But instead, Jesus said, no, it's like this ordinary obnoxious weed that springs up wherever you don't want it and that you can never get rid of, no matter how hard you try. I knew someone down south who said that the kudzu at the back end of their yard, they tried to dig out the roots and they got 6 to 8 feet deep and it still wasn't all gone. So Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like this weed, like this shrub, like this bush that you do not want. We've been told, most of us, if we grew up around stuff, around teachings around the Bible, maybe, that this parable is about growth, how the tiny of seeds can lead us to a tree that is big enough for birds to nest in it. That's what we've been told. That's what God's working is like. And that may be part of the point here. Certainly mustard seeds are very, very small. But why did Jesus choose to compare God's realm to a weed that everyone tried to get rid of? What was Jesus trying to say? Thomas Keating suggests that in this parable and many others, Jesus was trying to startle us into realizing that the realm of God is most often found in the very ordinary, even rejected parts of our lives and our world. Of course, we all know that God's in the mighty cedar or the majestic oak tree. But can we see God in the giant hogweed and the kudzu? What can we learn of God's ways from crabgrass and creeping charlie? What can we learn? How often do we long for the divine to be powerful, majestic, to amaze us? But let's admit it, most of the time, the place that we find God, if we're going to find God, is in the ordinary, the mundane. God is in the small, everyday happenings in our lives, in the routine. God's in the getting up and making breakfast, in the going back to school and making it to work on time, in running errands and doing chores. The inbreaking of the Spirit, the realm of heaven is here around us and in us all the time. But we need eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts and minds that are open. And yes, God is also in the parts of our lives that we want to reject and turn away from. We're so conditioned to think the spiritual life is about being good, about trying to be perfect. What we see as worthless, as bad, as weeds, we feel like we're supposed to dig up and throw it out. What happens in our lives that is hard and painful, the suffering, the brokenness, We're prone to think that we're supposed to overcome it, to conquer it. What if the spiritual path is much more about learning to just embrace who we are? Learning to welcome what comes. Learning to trust that God is here in the midst of whatever is happening. How do we learn to see that invasive weeds may have a purpose too? To see them as signs of the kingdom, possible places for the working of God in our lives. What if the realm of God is right here in the weed-filled gardens of our lives? Our faith calls us to see that nothing, no things in the earth and nothing in us, is beyond the realm of the loving, redeeming power of God. In Christ Jesus, all things are being made sacred, all things being transformed. Jesus, by his loving, by his self-giving, by his emptying himself and letting go, poured forth divine mercy into all of our lives. Jesus invites us into the flow of love, calls us to live the way God lives, to live as creation lives, with generosity, extravagance, with abandon, taking no thought for tomorrow, giving ourselves away. And Jesus, God, takes our ordinary human living, our gardens full of weeds, and makes them holy, makes our lives places for the birds to build their nest, places of blessing and goodness and abundance. The realm of God is here, now, in all of us.